Hi. This week, we're asking this question. What about children and single-parent homes? In Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 6, the Bible says, "The Pharisees came to Jesus, testing him, and saying to him, 'Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason?' And he answered and said to them, 'Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they're no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate."' Here is God's plan for men and women. God did not plan for boys and girls to have sex outside of marriage. When this happens, very often a child is born and grows up in a single-parent home. And God did not plan for parents to divorce each other. Again, when this happens, children grow up in single-parent homes. Now, even when one parent dies, God's plan was for the remaining parent to remarry and provide a two-parent home for the children, if possible. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 14, the Bible says, "I therefore desire that the younger widows marry, bear children, manage the house, give no opportunity to the adversary to speak reproachfully." Children are the real losers in a one-parent home. Listen to these statistics. Children from fatherless homes are 5 times more likely to commit suicide, 32 times more likely to run away, 20 times more likely to have behavioral disorders, 14 times more likely to commit rape, 9 times more likely to drop out of high school, 10 times more likely to abuse chemical substances, 9 times more likely to end up in a state-operated institution, and 20 times more likely to end up in prison. Listen, God knew what he was talking about when he commanded men and women to have sex in marriage and stay married. For the good of all society, couples need to have sex only in a committed marriage, and children need to be reared in a two-parent home. My friend, I'm here to tell you as a preacher and as a counselor to families who've gone through divorce, children are the losers every time a divorce occurs. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. When children have to grow up in a home broken up by divorce with step-parents, it's not just as good as living with both natural parents. Here's what typically happens most of the time, and those of you who are divorced know that I'm speaking the truth here. First, the step-parent has little or no control over the step-children. The natural parent oftentimes objects to any discipline that's being administered by the step-parent. And when children learn that they can get away with murder and nothing will happen, then they take advantage of that situation and they drive the step-parent crazy, and that leads to more divorce and more broken homes. And number two, children often threaten their natural parents to get what they want. So if the natural mother doesn't give a child what he wants, then that child will threaten to leave and go live with dad. And if dad doesn't give the child everything, then it's back to mom and so forth, back and forth. And this scenario does not occur in homes where a parent has died, but it does occur in most divorce homes. Now, what you have in both cases is a home where children are ruling the home. Children are not wise enough to know what is best for them, and they're getting their own way about everything in these situations. In Proverbs 29, verse 15, the Bible says, "The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother." Children do not know what is best for them. They are not wise enough to rear themselves. In broken homes, there's often little guidance offered, or little guidance accepted, or both. My friend, the Lord's ways are best. So, number one, don't have sex unless you're ready to have a baby. Number two, don't have a baby unless you're ready to provide for that baby with a two-parent home with both its natural parents. Number three, if you're a girl, don't have sex with a man who refuses to marry you first. And don't make a baby with a man who is uncommitted to keeping his word and unwilling to provide for an income for the family. And number four, if you're a boy, don't have sex with a girl who refuses to marry you first. And don't make a baby with a woman who is uncommitted to keeping her word and unwilling to stay home and provide instruction and guidance for the children she helped you to produce. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. No spaces are between the words. At our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.